In the world of burnt candles, full moon, and of course, noble knights, their deeds and the battles they had, there lived bookworm children who fought in no wars, and whose real existence was born and dead. As a rule, kids are bothered with their life and their age, and we beat one another, letting out our rage. Moms were darning and needling shabby jackets and boots, while we never stop reading, getting drunk from the books. Foreheads covered with curls, sweating late in the night, and a spinning sensation of a joyful sweet dread. We got dizzy from that scent of fabulous fight, which was pouring on us from the pages we read.
And we tried to perceive, we who knew no worse, what an ambush could give, what a chariot was. Why from tears we said, what it means to obey when another you get, and there's nothing to say. And our growing brains fed the tumults and wars on rebels, rewards, and the prices of slaves. And we cast in the games only our faults, for they're also cowards, traitors, and knaves. And we killed in these games, lost without regret, and most beautiful dance we were promised to get. Soothing pains in the souls of our parents and pals, for the hero roles we would cast ourselves. But you can't do this fiction forever exist. Fun is brief and the world's full of tears and pain. Now try to unclench the immovable fist and take our arms from the arms of the slain.
Having got someone's war and kiss ever you go, test yourself and the world, see what's high and what's low. Prove yourself, what the young part of God and night. Come to love this one, to what the days love apart.
When your friends hit the shedding blood on the plain, when you well over this most terrible loss, when you feel it's a scalp since your body was slain, and not you in this will be forever you cross.
Then you know from the true flesh in piercing gas, eyes as green in a tube, it's as near a death. Look at evil and night, their faces are cursed, and they follow by ghosts and goblins above.
Oh!